What's the briefing?
Well, around 6 a.m. I had a call from one of my people regards to the accident this morning. According to the municipal police commander and then the municipal fire operation officer, I had a brief from the two of them that around 1 a.m. they also had a call that there has been an accident there, so they went and it was involving a VIP bus and that of a gas tanker. According to the information, the gas tanker was coming from Atuabo, and there is a gas station at Fumesa called Sonic Gas Filling Station. So the tanker was going down there to offload some of the gas to that station. And then the VIP was also coming from Asante Mampong, carrying a full load of passengers to Accra. So whilst the tanker had shown Travigator indicating that he was branching to the station, the VIP was also come with full speed. So nobody knew what happened. He hit, I think, the back of the tanker, and on the spot, two people passed, a lady and then a gentleman. So this morning, as soon as I had the information and then I had the briefing from the two officers, I went to the scene myself. I just came back home. I was there when the regional entity commander also came, Commander Edubuahi.
Okay.
And then we invited the touring car to come. So as I speak, they've made sure that all the gas in the initial tanker that was involved in the accident been offloaded into two other tankers. They've taken them away. Fire tenders were there. We've cleared the road. So at the moment, yes, the road is cleared. But when I went there in the morning, another person had died, making three. So after clearing the road, we came to the MTTD office. So the regional commander, together with the municipal commander and then the other people, they are there. The VIP bus is parked in front of the adjacent MTTU command. So that is the summary of the whole thing.
Do we get indication that there were any other person who got injured in the process?
Oh yes, about 32 of them were injured and they were sent to three facilities, the Jabin Hospital, Ajoso Municipal Hospital, and then there's this private hospital as well.
And so the indication I get is that the road has been cleared to traffic.
Yes, please. And apart from the three who died, all the others, according to my report, are responding to treatment.
All right. So it does appear that clearly there will be an interim action to beef up or sanitize the road, the Accra Kumasi road, especially in your area.
Yeah.
What will be the interim action from yourself?
Yes, as I speak, some of the police officers and then the fire officers are still there. The regional police MD2 commander, like I said, was there. But in fact, we couldn't phantom how, you know, the VIP driver, nobody knows whether he was sleeping or the speed was so high that, because you could see he applied the brake from where the accident occurred and where he first applied the brake. So about 135 meters. So yes, nobody knows whether the brakes were not working, whether he was sleeping, or the speed was such that, because the tanker had already almost entered into the gas station. It had been left with some small part of the car, and this is a double road. So once he had indicated that he was going to the right side, he had taken the outer lane. So the VIP could have used the inner lane, but no. So what happened is that initially he hit the median, you know, the wall in the middle, before hitting the using the size of the passengers to hit the back of the tanker. So yes, the officers are there, and then the urban road engineer, because today is a holiday, he was not around. Tomorrow we'll meet and see whether there's a need for them to maybe do some rams there or for the man.
I get a sense that investigations have also commenced into this incident.
Yes, please.
What is
yes,
the condition please. Of the driver or the drivers?
He is healthy. The driver is healthy. Nothing happened to him because he used the side of the passengers to hit the tanker. Hmm. So he is healthy.
And I get a sense he will be assisting police investigations.
Yes, yes. He is at the police station at the moment as I speak with you.
I'm grateful for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Bye.